Good afternoon, I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A new task force is being put in place to fight racial injustice and to help develop police reform in Iowa. The Equity Task Force will be a joint effort with law enforcement and others and includes representatives from across the state. Local members are Sioux City Police Chief Rex Mueller, Ike Rayford of the NAACP, and Unity in the Community founder Monique Scarlett. Siouxland District Health reports 9 new positive cases of COVID-19 in Woodbury County and no new deaths. The state coronavirus website does show an additional death for 43 in all and 3,087 positive cases. There are 690 deaths statewide, 2 more than yesterday, and just over 26,600 positive cases. That's an uptick of more than 250 in a 24-hour period. There are almost 18,100 positive cases in Nebraska and 256 deaths. That's an increase of 7 deaths. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services says in the past 14 days, there have been 34 positive cases tracked in Dakota County for a total of 1,744. Madison County has 350 cases and Thurston 73. In South Dakota, there are 83 deaths and more than 6,300 positive cases, including 117 in Union County. The COVID-19 pandemic has taken a toll on our mental health due to isolation and the fear of the unknown.
Where is this country going? And, you know, as the world as a whole, you know, so it does cause a lot of anxiety, depressive symptoms, that kind of thing.
That's Nikki Eaton with Siouxland Mental Health. You can hear more from Eaton coming up next on The Exchange with host Mary Hartnett. She talks about a partnership with Sioux City Police that helps people who are experiencing a mental health crisis. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Here's the latest forecast. Have a wonderful Wednesday afternoon.